can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it free. freetalklive.com. Turning to start things out here tonight to our friends over at the Advocates for Self-Government. We've had Sharon Harris on the show. She's the president of the Advocates. It's a wonderful organization devoted to helping libertarians become better communicators. And I'm a huge fan of this organization. I've been a supporter for a while, or at least a supporter, not necessarily monetarily, though I have purchased some things from their store in the past. But I do enjoy what they do. They've got great products. They've got books and audio tapes and CDs that are all focused around essentially making you a better libertarian communicator. Because the fact is, we've got the best ideas.
I mean, we do.
It's a fact.
And it's very difficult to debate libertarian, pro-libertarian, pro-liberty ideas, you know, in the political arena. Very difficult.
Right. We've got the best ideas, but if you can't effectively communicate those ideas, even though they might be the best, you're going to lose opportunities to help people understand what it is that we're offering. And so the guys at the Advocates, the guys and gals at the Advocates do a fantastic job of helping people get better at that. And I want to get to some highlights from their latest Liberator Online, which is they've got about 70,000 subscribers. It's an email-based publication. It comes out on a biweekly basis. And it's just fantastic. There's always some great information in there, including the latest about what has happened over in Iceland, which small government people will find very interesting. And Americans, in a new poll, believe it or not, they say government doesn't work.
Really?
So we'll get to all that.
They generally do say that, but then their solution is making government work.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones first, though, and talk to Tim in Illinois. Tim, who always has his window down. Tim.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's the phone. I'm way out in the country.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I've pinched the idea of Free Talk Live to my local radio station.
Great.
And they shot me down.
Oh.
How so?
They don't like to put non-local radio shows on their airwaves.
Where do you live in Illinois?
Kankakee.
I don't never even heard of it. Is it near Chicago?
Yeah, it's about 60 miles south of Chicago.
Okay. Well, that's unusual. Normally the stations that have all local content are in bigger markets because they just can't afford to pay local staff to be on all day and all night. You're telling me you're in a relatively smallish market and you've got a 24-hour local station?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't know. The only thing that they put on that's not theirs is between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m., they have Fox Sports Radio on.
Ah, okay.
That's the only thing that they run from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Well, you know, you can't win them all. All you could do is, you know, maybe call back in another four months or something like that and just say, hey, you're still out there, still want that content. Or if there's a competitor in town, definitely give them a call.
That's where
well.
I go. It seems very unlikely that there would be a totally local content small market station like that, or even mid-market station on the AM dial. So I would think that there would be a competitor that's mostly syndicated.
Syndicated, right. So look around for that.
There you go.
It's the only station.
Is while I was on the phone with the guy, he really liked me. And he was thinking about maybe putting an interview together to maybe put me on the air.
Hey, great.
Because I told him that I expressed interest in radio.
That's fantastic.
My question for you guys was, where do you guys usually go for show content?
Oh, like, all over the place.
I mean, look for, you know, stuff, you know, all over the United States.
Probably the most popular website for any radio show host or any TV host or anybody who's putting together a program content to go to would be FARC.com, FARK.com.
Okay.
Great website. And then just, you know, I make my way around the news sites, ABC News, Drudge Report, that sort of thing. But FARC's got some real offbeat stories, some fun stuff, interesting top 10 lists, that sort of thing. And so good luck with that. Let us know how it goes, Tim. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate
the call. 800-259-9231. Hey, parlay it into your own radio show.
You know,
that's fantastic.
I'm all for pro-liberty radio shows. Get the message out there. A little bit of
practice. Please imitate me.
A little bit of practice, and you get a real good eye for the the news stories that they're going to, you know, that you're going to be able to slant in a pro-liberty fashion.
Right. And let's also talk just a little bit, since you brought it up, let's talk about programming a radio station and essentially what goes on with program providers like us. And there are all these networks out there that are trying to push their content on these stations. And they've got affiliate relations people. We had our guy, Hakeem, on the show a couple weeks ago to introduce him. Well, there are people, there are entire departments at, like, Clear Channel. They've got their premier radio networks, and then there's CBS Radio. They've got their own department, ABC. They've got their syndicated. These guys are calling radio program directors all day, every day, trying to pitch them new shows, trying to get them to add a show that they haven't added yet. And of course, the answer from a program director is always, well, I'm fine with my content's fine. 98% of the time, that's what your response is going to be. Well, we're fine. We've got Fox Sports News on at night in that station's particular case. But you never know when something's going to change. And it can change in a heartbeat. All of a sudden, tomorrow, Fox News might just decide to break their contract and go on to the new sports station that opened up in town. And then those guys will be all of a sudden looking for new content. And if they've heard Free Talk Live from you and they've seen seen our ads in the trade publications, then they might think about Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. You know, you always hear that word-of-mouth advertising is the best sort of advertising. It's free. It's extraordinarily effective.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about here. It doesn't take a program director to have heard the name Free Talk Live too many times that it's going to pop up on his radar when he's looking for a show the next time.
Yep. So even if he's saying no right now, it doesn't necessarily mean no in 6 months. So it wouldn't hurt to call back in 6 months just to check in and let him know you still care about hearing our show on his station. 800-259-9231. Oh, and by the way, if you're interested in contacting your local stations, just go to local.freetalklive.com, and all the details are there. That's local.freetalklive.com. To Tom in the United Kingdom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Tom?
I just thought I'd call you up and tell you about a few crazy stories that are going on in the UK.
I don't know if I can handle it.
There's a popping
on your line. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll see if we can make that better, maybe during the break or something like that. Maybe have you call on another line, or it's a VoIP line. You can tell coming from overseas, and who knows, there might be some sort of packet loss or something like that. So 1-800-259-9231. It might have been tolerable, but we'll try it again.
You're just cranky about audio, that's all.
Well, you know what? You don't want people to tune in, hear crackly noises, and then tune out because it was uncomfortable.
But he's got that interesting British accent.
He does. Liberal poll. Americans say government doesn't work. This from the Advocates for Self-Government. There's great news for libertarians in a new poll commissioned by the liberal organization, Democracy Corps. The poll questioned a representative group.
I don't know who they are, but they sound awful.
The poll questioned a representative group of 1,014 likely U.S. voters, all of whom voted in 2004. And Democracy Corps was stunned by these results. Respondees were asked, if the federal government were to receive additional money, do you think the additional money is more likely to be spent well or is more likely to be wasted? Only 13% of these American voters thought the federal government would spend any additional money well.
Which means, hold on, and now, here's what I wonder about people like this. What do they think is the money that's being spent now? They think it's well or poorly? Because I have
with
to
a
say,
response like 13%, it can't be very well.
I would say that if 87% didn't come back and say poorly, then the poll doesn't make any sense. The people who answered in the poll don't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if additional money is going to be spent poorly, the money they're getting is being spent poorly. Government spends money poorly every single time.
Only 30% of respondents agreed with this statement. Government does more to help people get ahead in life.
30%?
30% agreed with that. However, fully 57% agreed with, quote, government mostly gets in the way of the economy and job growth.
Tis true.
34%.
Now, the economy is helping people get ahead in life, right? It's job growth. A job helps people get ahead in life.
Mm-hmm.
So even those 30%.
34% agreed that government mostly stimulates the economy and job growth. So only a third of Americans agree with that statement. That's good news.
The government can't stimulate the economy, except by getting out of it.
Once again, Americans, and there's a little bit more information from the study here, just some more interesting statistics on what Americans think. And again, it has a lot to do with the way questions are asked. So we've heard contradictory things in the past here. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 29th, 2007. Gold is at $660.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $684.22, $344.66 for half ounce, and $172.33 for quarter ounce coins. That's $684.22, $344.66, and $172.33. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drill?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. We've got over 200,000 posts. We have over 1,500 people interacting, and it's all completely free. Fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. and tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Apparently, there's been a study done recently in America by some liberal organization named Democracy Corps. And they apparently were stunned by the results. And the results were essentially that Americans, actually, in this particular
case...
How
did we get the results if they were stunned by them? It wouldn't seem like they would be all fired, ready to put those out there.
Yeah, that's a good question. But they did. Maybe there was some other result that they liked that aren't really highlighted here by the advocates. But anyway, they interviewed over 1,000 U.S. voters, all who had voted in 2004. So this isn't really representative of Americans. It's representative of American voters. Anyway, some interesting numbers that essentially say government doesn't work. A majority, 54%, agreed that government mostly gets in the way of the economy and job growth. Respondees were asked to pick which of these two statements they most identified with. Statement A, I want Congress to first invest in areas like health care, education, and energy, even if it means spending additional money. Or statement B, I want Congress to first focus on cutting wasteful spending and making government more accountable. Only 36% chose the bigger government answer, A. 58% chose the smaller government answer, B. Here are some excerpts from the analysis by Democracy Corps of their poll results. Quote, the findings are stunning in the depth and breadth of distrust of government and its leadership. Voters have a fundamental belief that government and the politicians who lead it refuse to be held accountable for the way they conduct business.
Well, you know, the downsizedc.org has proposed this Read the Bills Act over and over again, and they just keep getting shot down because the politicians don't want to be held accountable.
Right.
The politicians run away from light like cockroaches.
Republicans and Democrats.
Both of them.
Yep. How they spend money, whom they listen to when setting their priorities, and how they conduct themselves. Americans now view government as more of a barrier than a helping hand. Did they ever view it as a helping hand? Maybe back in...
It seems like, you know, the impression I get was, late 60s was a very liberal time, and that the young people had control, and the Democrats, and blah, blah, blah. But I wouldn't say now.
And its failure to be accountable in a way that produces results is central to these doubts. So that's good. This is good news. So the more government continues to fail, the more likely it will continue to alienate Americans from the belief system that government is good and that government can do things well. So inevitably, it will continue to fail. It just can't get anything right, as we point out night after night here on Free Talk Live. This is good news. Voters perceive government as slow, cumbersome, and unable to move at a fast pace and keep up with the rest of the world. This isn't, you know what, I love the way they're writing this. Voters perceive, voters have a fundamental belief. It's not necessarily a perception. It's obvious that government is slow. They just can't keep up. As we pointed out the other night, the FBI is still trying to figure out email. The public has virtually no confidence in Washington to spend money in a way that gets results. Perhaps the most stunning finding in the survey is that just 13% believe the federal government would spend additional money well, while 83% say it would be wasted. Frankly, voters see little, if anything, good coming out of Washington from either party. Along with the lack of confidence in government, voters broadly believe that government is more of a barrier than a helping hand for people. They overwhelmingly believe that government makes it harder for people to get ahead in life rather than helps people. And you know what? They're absolutely right about that.
I'm glad that people are seeing it.
The fact is, if we drastically slice government way, way down to size or get rid of it entirely, that helps poor people more than it helps anyone else. Because all of government's rules and regulations that are on the surface supposed to help poor people actually end up hurting them. They kick out the bottom rungs from the ladder of wealth creation, and they just make it so those people just have to stay down there and languish.
Right. The way to get wealthy in the United States isn't winning the lottery. It's opening a business. If I want to open a business, I can hire a lawyer to handle all the crap that the government puts in my way as far as opening that business. But a poor person can't do that. They can't hire somebody to take care of the problems, so you have to learn them all yourselves, and that is a daunting task, and some people would rather just work than do that, you know, work at a regular job for somebody else and do that, and it's very, very difficult in the United States to get ahead working for somebody else.
Democrats, independents, and Republicans all believe government is a barrier to success by double-digit margins. Similarly, voters tend to believe government stands in the way of the economy and job growth rather than acting as an engine of growth and jobs. Well, duh! Of course it can't act as an engine of growth and jobs. They just say they do. The politicians get behind their podiums and they spout off about how they helped create all these jobs and how great government is. Government, even though government, a new bureaucracy might open up and indeed give people jobs, they're not productive jobs. They're not jobs that produce products or services for the most part. If they are producing a service, they're producing it at a very expensive price, and it's not market-based in the least. But for the most part, most government jobs could just go away. And if you want growth and jobs to be created, leaving people to their own volition, leaving people to make their own decisions, starting their own businesses for themselves, that sort of thing, that's the way that jobs and growth happen.
That's what the American dream has been throughout the entire existence of this country. It's about having your own business and growing it, working hard, and providing for your family. Not all this these government regulatory hoops that people have to jump through.
Looking at these strongly anti-government results, Mike Lux, president of the leftist organization American Family Voices, was so distraught that he wrote an article with this glorious title, Big Challenge for Progressives, People Don't Believe That Government Works. Yes, it's a challenge indeed to build a progressive movement for bigger, more intrusive government when vast numbers of people clearly don't believe government works. And that's good news for those who believe in less government and more liberty. And of course, this is a hell of a challenge for those so-called progressives. How are you going to prove to people that government works? It's impossible. All you can do is just lie. That's really all that's the only card they have in their hand, is just to keep lying and obscuring what really happens. And that is that government and the truth is...
I don't understand how people can think that government works.
The truth is government is force. And when you use force on people, you get, in many cases, the opposite of your intended original results. And it's shown time and time again. Let's go to the phones. Tom is back from the United Kingdom. We're trying him again here. Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sounding better. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to tell you about a story which I didn't really notice until last week, which is about the London Olympics in 2012.
Okay.
And it's a very good reason why you guys in the States should avoid the Olympics like the plague.
Really?
Back in 2003, the government were putting together their bid for the Olympics to be in London.
Mm-hmm.
And they hired a consultancy firm and asked them how much would it cost. And
oh, boy, government and costs. This is going to get good, I can tell. Hang on, Tom. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. I can only imagine what sort of boondoggles are involved in getting the Olympics to a country. We'll find out. Tom's got the scoop. 800-259-9231. And you can dial in with whatever's on your mind. Also, an Icelandic success story coming up.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to add or to send us their validated photo, and we've added them to our website and proved that they listen to our show. In fact, I've got three new Shriners to add at some point over the weekend. So we've got a nice little influx of new Shrine submissions.
Most popular page on the website.
See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will, a living trust, a corporation, or a limited liability company. Just in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Let's go back to Tom in the United Kingdom, giving us the scoop on the situation with cost and the Olympics. What's happening over there, Tom?
Okay, so back in 2003, the government commissioned a firm to consult on what the cost of the Olympics would be if they decided to run them in London in 2012, mm-hmm. which they subsequently have. They predicted that it would cost £1.75 billion, pounds, which is basically double that to turn into dollars.
Wow.
They said, you know, that's how much it will cost. It's back in 2003. And then they put the bid in, and when they were finalising the bid, the cost had then popped up to about $2.5 billion.
Oh, my goodness. $2.5 billion dollars to host the Olympics.
No, $2.5 billion pounds. You've got to double that before it becomes dollars.
Sorry about that. $2.5 billion pounds to host the Olympics. That includes shutting down roads, hiring extra police, that sort of thing. I mean, what other costs are involved there?
It's basically they're going to build a bloody great big new stadium.
They're going to build an entire stadium?
Well, not just one stadium, but all the stadium for different sports. So, like, that includes, like, a big swimming pool and athletics track.
It happens all the time with the Olympics. Country. They build new facilities, and then the facilities stay there, and they get used afterwards. But you see, the Olympics never makes money for the community. The community always spends much more than the Olympics brings.
Yeah, and so they recently they won the bid in 2005. Actually, the day before the July 7th terrorist attacks, then they've been slowly progressing up a little bit. And then last week, the real shocker came out, and they said that the total budget is going to be £9.5 billion. And that's how much it's going to cost everybody in this country to host the Olympics.
So wow, to host a sport that virtually nobody that I know watches. I guess there are people that still watch the Olympics, but it's certainly no Super Bowl.
I used to watch it, but once I started seeing just how the Olympics gets in bed with local governments and just causes people's tax money to be spent all over, I was so disgusted, I don't even want to watch anymore.
Well, I mean, some of the other things they've done is, because they have to rebuild the London transport system to make enough capacity to move people around for the Olympics, they've dramatically increased the cost of taking the metro system in London.
So in addition to the £9 billion, they're also increasing the cost of the metro system.
Yep, and the metro system in London, the tube system, is now the most expensive in the world. It's currently £4 for a single journey in central London.
Oh my God, it's $8 to take a subway ride?
Yeah, I mean, if you compare...
Man, that's a dubious distinction.
New York, which is like $2, or Boston, which is like $1.50 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's shockingly expensive, and they now have this thing called the congestion charge, which
the what?
Is...
Congestion what?
The congestion charge, and what it is when you drive into central London, they have an army of cameras set up across all of the centre of the city, and when you drive in, you have to, sometime during the day, you have to pay an £8 charge to drive in central London during the week.
How is that paid? Is it is there some sort of bill that comes to your house, or are you swiping a card in a machine?
You either have to go to a store, or you have to go to a machine, or you can pay it by phone or on the internet or any number of different ways. But they have cameras which will read your license plate and then check that you've paid. And it's currently £8. It was originally £5. And then it's gone up to £8.
That hasn't been around very long, the congestion charge. I remember we talked about it when it originally came about. So when did that get implemented? What was it, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, a bit more than that. Probably about 2003, maybe.
It's almost doubled it's certainly gone up by over 50%. In a matter
of
years.
What they're going to do next is they're actually going to be making it so that it's done on a graded system. So based on the grade of the car that you drive, basically the size, there's actually like a standard way of grading cars. So like if you've got a very small car, it'd be like grade 1, all the way up to grade A, all the way up to like grade G. Depending on the grade of your car, they're going to hook it up to the registration database to find out the grade of your car. And then charge you based on that.
So wait a minute. Will the when they actually implement this change, will they lower the low end, or are they just going to keep £8 as the low end?
They're going to lower it to about 5, and the top end's going to be 25.
Goodness.
Well, what they're going to find out is that they have just an incredible amount of bureaucrats trying to figure out whether your car's grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, or whatever, and matching license plates to people who've paid and people who haven't paid. They're just going to have to raise the costs all across the board.
Oh, yeah.
It's not so much a huge army of bureaucrats. We've kind of gone beyond that. We've found the optimum solution, which is that you actually find a lot of people in the private sector, consultants, management consultants, IT consultants, and you pay them to tell you what to do in order to implement really expensive, badly run systems to administer the system for you.
Wow,
and
what a
nightmare.
Because
of the way that the commissioning process works, they always get it wrong and they always overspend. And I think they're now spending I can't even remember how much it is. Ridiculous amount of money they spend on consultants each year who basically do nothing.
You add to all of this, I mean, the £9 billion for the Olympics, the crazy congestion charges. Now, look, I have no problem if you've got private roads and a private road owner wants to charge a little bit more to drive during rush hour, that sort of thing. That's okay, and that's sort of what they're doing, but it's government, so it's worse and way more expensive than it needs to be. You've got all these charges and everything, and then add on top of that this encroaching police state that you have there in the United Kingdom. Man, it must be hell living there.
Well, there was a guy I knew a few years ago who traveled around the world. Basically, he sort of set himself a challenge, which is that he's going to travel all the way around the world without flying, and mostly by taking trains and ferries and whatever.
Right.
And he did it, actually. And he said that he went to, like, loads and loads of different countries, including China. They tried to go into Vietnam, but they didn't let him in because he was an American. You know, like, a load of other places like that. And he basically said that the most oppressive city he visited in his time traveling around the world was London.
Amazing.
It's quite easy to believe. Just the amount of hassle I've seen just perfectly ordinary people get from the police, from the British Transport Police.
Are there any murmurs from people that you know about how they're getting sick and tired of this? Or are most people up there just like most people in America, just the sheep, they're just moving through the system? Is there any sort of indication that there's an underground or somebody, some sort of a, you know, revolutionary front of liberty lovers against this? Or is it just nothing?
The most liberty lovers I've met are probably the people who are involved heavily in the No to ID group.
Right.
We haven't actually got like a formal libertarian party or any kind of really formal liberty structures, and everyone kind of does the same kind of dance they do in the States. Well, are the conservatives going to be libertarian enough for us? No, they're not. They're just going to be sort of socialist, there's religious conservative crap with them.
I don't know what it'd take to get out of there and come to the free state, but man, I'd certainly be seriously looking into it. Tom, thanks for the update.
As always, keep us
clued in. Keep us in the loop as things continue to develop in a very negative fashion in the United Kingdom. And we'll keep bringing you the news as well. 800-259-9231. To Iceland in a few moments. Richard in Texas, your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880. and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma states. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can also visit us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And you'll find out that on our website, we ask that there are a couple of different ways you can voluntarily support the show, like buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. At store.freetalklive.com, you'll find various different merchandise, including Free Talk Live t-shirts, Free Talk Live hats. We've also got DVD classic archive collector sets. In addition to all that, the free marketeer flag and free bumper stickers. So head over to store.freetalklive.com to shop with us and support the show and get some cool gear at store.freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8.net toll free line, and Richard is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Just calling here from San Antonio, heartland of Haiti country, and just wanted to bring up that the other day I was watching one of John Hagee's sermons on TV, and he was talking about how when Jesus returns, prayer is going to be brought back in the schools and abortion is going to be made illegal. Mm. And just all these different political decisions and political changes when Jesus was going to return. And it seemed kind of weird to me because, you know, like whoever said Jesus was going to be some political leader that was going to change government or that government would even continue on after Jesus returned.
Yeah, Mark went to a Christian school, so I'm sure he's got a better comment on this. But as I understand it, Jesus was pretty apolitical, right, Mark?
He was very interested in getting the politics out of the religion.
Yeah, but he never ran for office or anything like that.
No.
He wasn't leading a political movement per se, right?
Right.
So it doesn't seem very like, at least according to what the Bible says, it doesn't even seem even close to what would happen.
What I was trying to point out is it seems he's talking more of like an Antichrist figure, if anything, some kind of political leader that's going to come in the name of Jesus and make political changes, you know, and get some kind of following.
I don't know. There's not much I can say. I don't believe any of that stuff. So, I mean, do you? Hello?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm a Christian, and I believe Yahushua is the son of Yahweh, and that there is, you know, good and bad, and the devil and God. And
so now, who's this John Hagee? Is this a television preacher?
John Hagee, Cornerstone Church, San Antonio. I don't know. He's some kind of evangelist preacher.
So is he just on local? Is he just like on the local cable system there or something, or is he known nationwide? Because I never heard of him.
Well, he's known. He talks to Benny Hinn, and
Mark, you're nodding. Do you understand any of these names? I mean, I don't know.
I know that Benny Hinn has some very controversial stances on on the rapture and that kind of thing.
Hmm. Yeah, well, there you go. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Normally, I expect to hear more from you on the religion topic. I don't really know much.
I don't know about the guy's specific beliefs as far as the rapture, Jesus coming back, or anything like that. Rapture is a very controversial subject just amongst Christians.
Right. Now, I mean, just from what you know about it, would the Jesus come back and lead the charge to outlaw abortions? I mean, that doesn't seem like... That doesn't seem like something that
it
he
seems
would do.
Completely inaccurate to me. My understanding, and you know, lots of people can debate these issues. Revelations is ambiguous at best. It is that Jesus comes back. All the dead people rise. Basically, the good ones are judged and go to heaven. The bad ones are judged and go to hell. There's lots of different philosophies on this, by the way. But
how long does that process take? Is it instantaneous?
Yeah, Jesus comes back, everybody sees it, and then the tribulation occurs, and then after 1,000 years, Satan and his 1/3 of the angels are tossed into the
pit. I know I ask you this every time it comes up, just because I just don't really care that much, and I just want to kind of understand it every single time the issue comes up, and I don't actually internalize it. So the Jesus comes back, and then instantaneously people see it, and then all the Jesus worshiping people that are good or whatever, they go up to heaven, and then everybody else stays on earth, and then the tribulation. What's that?
Well, this is one philosophy. Okay, this is what has been told to me, and so I'm simply repeating it. Is for 1,000 years, basically Satan has rule over the earth. And, those that don't have the mark of the beast on their hand or their forehead can't do business. They live in caves, one would assume, with AK-47s and solid gold Krugerrands.
If you don't have the mark of the beast, why wouldn't you have the mark of the beast?
Because if you take the mark of the beast, then you're, being marked by the beast. You're going to go to hell, or you're not going to go to heaven, depending on what you believe.
So you don't get to eat, though, if you don't take the mark?
Well, you don't get to... You don't get to participate in commerce.
Okay.
And I don't know, I don't know how John, assuming that was really John, the John that wrote Revelations, believed the Mark of the Beast would be, that people would know that the Mark of the Beast was on everybody. Because, I mean, it would seem like you could have your servant or whomever, some other person who had the mark of the beast, go and buy your stuff for you and bring it back to you.
Right. Well, now this is where the Satan guy is in charge of everything at that point, right?
Right.
So maybe there's some sort of somebody watching everyone. Maybe there's some
Satan,
evil force watching.
I don't think that's the case. No. That wasn't my understanding. That Satan becomes more.
What amazes me is that it's...
There's the beast, and he's supposed to be, some character right. out there, and then there's the Whore of Babylon. And
so the beast is not Satan? It's something else?
I believe so. It's the most interesting part of the Bible, and it's also the most poorly explained. Lots of people have different theories.
And, and that's what's so amazing about all this, this religion thing. Is that everybody's got their own interpretation. There are different books that people read. They all believe differently as to what's going to happen. And all of it is speculation. Much of it is speculation on speculation that was made originally thousands of years ago.
By a man trapped on an island. Assuming eating psilocybic mushrooms, I don't know.
Really? Who wrote the Revelations?
A man trapped on an island, yeah.
Eating mushrooms.
That's my interjection.
Is there evidence for that?
No.
Oh, so you just made that up.
Well,
it's all just made up by people. The whole thing is made up. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
There is a great... That Mark of the Beast thing is pretty awesome, though. Because, I mean, did they not just pin real ID?
I know that a lot of people are scared about all that. 1-800-259-9231, if you want to chime in on this. It just seems to me... It's just amazing, as somebody who considers themselves an atheist, somebody who's sort of on the outside of all these religions, looking back in, and at one time I was a Presbyterian, that's a sect of Christianity, just looking back on it all, it's just incredible, the amount of religions in the world. I mean, there's not just Christianity and Muslims and whatever the hell the other religions are. There's not just a handful. There's thousands of different variations and iterations of and sects of religions and cults. And
almost all of them say, if you don't believe our way, you're going to go to hell.
Or whatever. You'll be punished.
Right. Something bad's going to happen to you. And this is where I just have such a difficult time, and this is the reason that I believe the universalist philosophy, the Unitarian Universalist, that a good God is not going to send a person to hell for not believing a specific religion. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either. And it's certainly, if there were a supreme being of that sort, I would not want to worship something like that. It would seem to me that if there were to be something out there that was worthy of worship, it would be one like you're suggesting that would just let you live your life how you want, don't hurt anybody else, and then you get your reward afterwards. You don't have to follow all these silly rules that are made up by mankind.
To me, the God that created us must be a good God simply because he created good and evil. If he created everything.
If there's
right?
a God and if we he created everything, right?
If he created everything, he must be good simply because there is good, and then therefore you can identify good from bad and those kind of things. And even bad people want good things for themselves. Mm-hmm. Thieves don't want to be stolen from.
Right.
Murderers don't want to be killed. So, you know, to me, that's the reason I believe in a good God.
You think about
but
also...
To put all the rest of the trappings behind it, I really don't...
Think about the different sorts of games and like the God games that they create, like SimCity and things like that, where there's just so much going on in the game. You can't, even as the God in the game, you can't pay attention to everything at once. And really, you just let your little Sims do what they're going to do, and they build their cities and everything. So it seemed that if there was going to be a God, he'd just go and create a world over here, and then he'd go create another one over there.
He's too busy, you know, making models everywhere.
Right, yeah, whatever.
Why would you want to watch the ant farm all the time?
That's as good of a theory as any other religious theory. I mean, they're all the same to me, in that they're all created by people. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet8.net line. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two on the way to Iceland will be going shortly. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.